Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Beauty Talk. I'm your host, Janice Tanell, for today, Sunday, May 5th. We thank you guys for tuning in tonight. We appreciate your continued support each and every Sunday night. And tonight we have beauty news again for you. We are still trying to put together the inclusion show. We're trying to confirm some of our guests for our panel, but in the meantime, we will continue to bring great beauty news and other guests until we can get that panel together. I know we said it would be this week, but we're going to have to move it to another week until we can get all of our panelists together at the same time. Again, that is definitely a conversation that definitely needs to be had here on Beauty Talk, and we definitely want to bring that to you. But in the meantime, we have some beauty news. I'm going to turn it over to Denise so she can get the conversation started.
Good evening, everyone, and once again, welcome to the show. Can you all hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay, great. Excuse me. So just wanted to give a quick shout-out to some of our listeners around the world. I get excited about this part every time we have a show because it's just exciting to see where people are listening from and how they choose to listen. So, of course, we want to give a shout-out to those of you who are in the U.S. who are listening to the show, not just tonight, but previous weeks. For those of you in the U.K., we want to thank you guys for listening to the show. We'll be there, I guess, in about another week and a half. So thank you guys in the UK. And then, of course, we have strong listenership in Australia, our neighbors to the north, Canada, and so many other countries around the world. I mean, I could start naming some of them, but I mean, I would take up at least another 10 minutes just naming some of them, but I'll just name a few. Thank you all in South America, in Peru, Ecuador, Colombia, Brazil, we thank you guys for listening. Of course, over in South Africa, we thank you. In Angola, we thank you. Uganda, we thank you. Kenya, Somalia, Nigeria, Sudan, Morocco, where we'll be pretty soon as well. So we thank you all for listening to the show. Over in China, Indonesia, India, Pakistan, Russia. We just thank you guys for all over the world for tuning in to Beauty Talk. We do appreciate your support. Excuse me. I want to give a shout out also to the Gwyneth Mosey Makeup Academy and to her and to all of the people over at PMAC, which is the Professional Makeup Artist Conference here in Atlanta in the States. I just want to say thank you guys for honoring me last weekend with the Mackie Award for makeup for television. I appreciate the honor. I appreciate the mention. And just wanted to say thank you guys and just wanted to make sure I put that out there so you all know that I am very appreciative. But I want to move on now to, let me just say this. PMAC is a show that takes place every year in Atlanta, Georgia, here in the U.S. And it's a smaller show when you think about IMAX or you think about the makeup show. It's a smaller show, but it's growing. It's definitely growing. And so if you haven't heard about PMAC before, make sure you look them up. It's PMAC, PMAC. It stands for the Professional Makeup Artists Conference. So just wanted to give them a quick shout out.
And okay. Let me just say quickly about PMAC. I just wanted to just say, you know, we had a great time when we went last weekend. Again, like you said, the award ceremony. PMAC offers, for those of you who don't know, and we had the creator of this conference on several weeks ago, Gwyneth Mosby. She was on talking about her career, but as well as the PMAC show. But just really wanted to quickly just say that the show was sponsored by State Farm and PMAC Travel. And just quickly, some of the vendors were Julian's Cosmetics, Norcosco, Tony Chase Cosmetics, Every Hue Beauty, Clean Faces Cosmetics, Makeup Goddess Studio, M Lash, Joe Blasco Cosmetics, Eye Makeup Me Beauty and Skincare, Wiggly Effects, Respire, The Engineer Guy, Makeup Bullet, London Brush Company, KM Beauty, The Great Lash Box, and there were several several others. And I just wanted to just kind of put that out there because for those of you who don't know and don't have any idea of, you know, of who the vendors are, who attends the show, makeup artists in beauty, fashion, film, and TV attend this particular show. They have several panels that feature a lot of people working in film and television. They have an effects panel. They also have a department head panel for those working in film and television. And then there's a business panel as well. There are several competitions, an effects competition. There's a fantasy competition, a body art competition, a bridal competition. And several more. I'm just kind of rushing through it, but just wanting to mention there are paid classes there, as well as artists doing several demonstrations. So just wanted to let you guys know that it's a Saturday and Sunday, and then there is an awards ceremony attached to this event as well.
Yes. Okay. I just wanted to move on to coming up. I mentioned that we would see those listeners in the UK pretty soon because coming up will be IMAX London. That takes place May 17th through the 19th. And you can still get tickets for that show. And I believe tickets are still available for the pro event classes as well. The pro event takes place on Friday, May 17th, from 3 to 7 p.m. There's like a four-hour classes. I'm sorry, the pro event itself at the Olympia Center is 4 hours itself. But there are classes that take place earlier that day before the pro event. And though some of those classes could be 2 hours, some of them could be 3 or 4 hours, but they take place earlier that day on that Friday. And speaking of which, we have a few. I just want to name a few of them right now. There's Artistry Unlocked, Matching Skin Tones, Pro Color Mixing Made Easy, and that's taught by Rod Maxwell, and that's from 8:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. And that's going to take place in the Apex Room in the Olympia Center. The very next class is Artistry Unlocked, Sculpt, Mold, and Create Your Very Own Prosthetics. And that takes place from 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. in the Apex Room of the Olympia Center. And that class as well is taught by Rod Maxwell. That class, the price of that class is $200 plus £200 plus a 50-pound kit fee. Okay, the very first class that I just mentioned with the matching skin tones, the cost of that class is £75. If you are a Makeup Artist Pro member, the cost of that class is £60. Okay, and then for the the Sculpt, Mold, and Create Your Very Own Prosthetics class if you are a Makeup Artist Magazine Pro Card member. The cost of that class is £160 plus a 50-pound kit fee. Okay? Those are the two classes that are being offered during the day before the pro event. Then at the pro event from 3 to 7 p.m., you have Makeup Artist Pro. You have the Makeup Artist Pro Card event. If you are not a Makeup Artist Pro Card holder, you can become a Makeup Artist Pro Card holder. I'm not sure if you can in time for the London event, but there are tons of benefits for being a Pro Card holder. So if you need more information on that, you can go to makeupmag.com. That's MakeupMag.com, makeupmag.com, and you can click on the link for the Pro Card. And there are different levels of a Pro Card as well. So if you're a student, you can still get a Pro Card and receive some of the benefits of being a Pro Card holder. And then now I think there's a brand new card for those people who are not makeup artists, but I think if you maybe like a hairstylist, actress, costume designer, or something like that, it's possible that you may be able to get a Pro Card. So if you want to attend the IMAT events or the different pro events that they put on across the world, you can too benefit from those.
Nice.
There's a demo at Delium Tools booth 307 from 3 to 7 p.m. Thomas Supernet will do a demo. He will recreate the Bringers, the first evil character makeup from Buffy the Vampire Slayer. So he'll be demonstrating that. And then there, from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m., there will be a Game of Thrones panel. So if anybody's a fan of the television show Game of Thrones, their makeup artist team will be on a panel. And then you can join Makeup Artist Magazine as they sit down with the team responsible for the incredible makeup that brings to life the array of characters in Game of Thrones. And then, of course, there are different classes and demos taking place on Saturday and Sunday. And the show takes place on Saturday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and then on Sunday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. And Janice and I will be doing a class on Saturday, May 18th at 3:45 p.m. to 4:45 p.m. in the Apex Room. It's sponsored by Makeup Artist Magazine, and it's entitled Skin of Color. This class takes a look at skin and how it affects the makeup application. We will discuss various products, skin types and textures, and skin conditions of people of color. We will use skincare and makeup products to demonstrate how and when to layer and mix products for the perfect makeup application. So if you're attending IMATS London on that Saturday, please consider joining us in the Apex Room from 3:45 to 4:45 p.m. for Skin of Color.
Yes, exciting time. That's going to be wonderful. Just wanted to remind you guys, I mentioned this date several weeks ago, but July 28th through the 30th of this year, CosmoPro at the Mandalay Bay Convention Center, that event will take place July 28th to 30th, and you can register right now. Just wanted to put a message out there because it's something that they are speaking about. There are several participating hotels. The Mandalay Bay is the number one participating hotel. The Delano, Four Seasons, the Luxor, and the Excalibur. But they just want to give a warning, and that is the PAR Avion is the official travel agency for CosmoPro North America. And as such, they are the only ones able to secure low pricing on room blocks at Mandalay Bay Hotel. Okay, so they're just warning you guys to beware of soliciting travel agencies. So I don't know if that's something that people are getting calls from soliciting travel agencies. I'm not sure what's going on with that, but they want to warn people that PAR Avion is the only and is the official travel agency, rather, not only, but the official travel agency for CosmoPro North America. Okay. You can book your hotel, three ways. You can go online. You can go to the probeauty.org, CP, probeauty.org/CPNA/. Click on the link that says mail. When you click on that link, it takes you to a form to complete, and you would email it to them. And that's a way to book your room. Or you can call, and you can call 800-826-8133. Again, that number is 1-800-826-8133. Just quickly, something about Cosmoprof North America. They have a business forum. That's a special event that they're doing. And it's, of course, it's put on by PBA, the Pro Beauty Organization. And it's Sunday, July 28th. From 7:30 a.m. to 9:45 a.m. Again, that's 7:30 a.m. to 9:45 a.m. It includes breakfast. If you are a member of PBA, it's $75. And if you're not a member, it's $95. Okay, the Professional Beauty Association Business Forum provides an overview of the key trends and issues affecting the beauty industry. This year's keynote speaker is Kathy Ireland. She's an iconic supermodel turned business mogul and one of the 50 most influential people in fashion. Kathy will share her successes in disruptive entrepreneurship and the powerful lessons she has learned along the way, as well as insights into customer behavior to help strengthen and grow your business. In addition, Steve Sleeper, PBA's executive director, will provide an update on PBA's strategic roadmap and key initiatives. So you don't want to miss that. Again, it's Sunday, July 28th from 7:30 to 9:45. Members pay only $75, and non-members pay only $95. Cosmoprof also has a happy hour on Sunday, July 28th from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., where you can connect with distributors, retailers, and buyers from around the world. Happy hour is free to attend with your Cosmoprof registration, and it includes light hors d'oeuvres, a DJ, and a cash bar. This event will also feature the announcement of the winners of the Cosmopro and Cosmopack Awards. And that's right, I forgot to mention, Cosmopack is also joining this the Cosmopro show this year. So it's going to be super huge. So you don't want to miss that if you are someone who's who has a retail product and you're looking for packaging. You definitely want to be at that show. And again, July 28th through 30th, Mandalay Bay Convention Center. And again, you can register right now. Again, it's probeauty.org/CPNA/. Also, I wanted to mention a listing of some beauty jobs, mainly nail technician jobs, in the Maryland, Pennsylvania area. I'm going to read you guys the names of the spa or salons and what they're looking for, but the listing that was given to me does not have contact information, no emails, no phone number. So I'll just repeat the name of the spa and tell you the city and town, and you guys, if you're interested, you can Google this information. Again, it's the Maryland and Pennsylvania areas. Okay, so in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Mobile Styles is looking for a is looking for a nail tech, and they are paying $25 to $75 an hour. And the it's a contractor position. Okay, it's a contractor position, $25 to $75 an hour. Mobile Styles is the leading on-demand beauty and health app in the U.S. This innovative mobile platform offers clients flawless services provided by our pros anytime, anywhere. If you are an expert in fill pink and white hard gel of pink or pink acrylics, nail art, or any other nail technician service, we want to speak with you. Okay, so again, that's located in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and it's Mobile Styles. I do have an address for Mobile Styles. That's located at 2015 Fairmont Avenue, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Again, that's 2015 Fairmont Avenue, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and that's Mobile Styles. Again, they're looking for a nail tech making $25 to $75 an hour. Okay. In Cambridge, Maryland, excuse me, Hold on, I just lost my information on my list. Going down the list. Hold on. WTS International is looking for a nail tech in Cambridge, Maryland, and there's no information on exactly what they're looking for or how much it's going to be paid. But again, that's WTS International. And again, they're located in Cambridge, Maryland. Okay, here's another one. They're looking for a nail technician at the Luxury Day Spa in Gaithersburg, Maryland. And that day spa is called the Woodhouse Day Spa. It's a luxury day spa in Gaithersburg, Maryland. The Woodhouse Day Spa, located in Gaithersburg and Leesburg. Let's see. They don't give any information on, no, they don't give any information on salary. They just say that it's in competitive pay and incentive programs, medical benefits for full-time employees, paid vacations for full-time employees, generous discounts and opportunities to enjoy services and products yourself, the Woodhouse Way paid training program, and you will be working in a new state-of-the-art facility. Okay, but it doesn't give information on salary, and again, it doesn't give an address, and they are the Woodhouse, W-O-O-D-H-O-U-S-E, Day Spa. It's in Gaithersburg, that's G-A-I-T-H-E-R-S-B-U-R-G, Maryland. Okay. And last one, the Watergate Hotel in Washington, D.C., looking for a nail technician. It's the Watergate Hotel, and it's a full-time position, okay? So it's a step inside a legendary revival at the Watergate Hotel, a luxurious urban resort located along the banks of the Potomac River. Here, modern design blends with a storied pace to redefine luxury. A place where travel and business are occasions worth celebrating. Attention to every detail is the standard, and intrigue can be found just beyond every curve. Okay, so Watergate is located in, essentially located in Washington, D.C., and they don't, again, they don't say anything about salary, but your general duties and responsibilities will be to clean, trim and paint nails in a nail salon or spa. Use emery boards, clippers, and scissors to file, trim, and shape nails into requested shape. Perform initial consultation to ascertain clients' wants and needs. Determine if affection or breakdown of a skin exists, and to soak nails in a soap or solution. So those are the things that they're saying you're going to be responsible for doing. Again, they want you to have a minimum of 6 months to 1 year experience. And the only thing that they give for an address is Virginia Avenue Northwest, Washington, D.C. Okay, again, Virginia Avenue Northwest, Washington, D.C. It's the Watergate Hotel, and you must have a license. And that's the case for all of the jobs that I mentioned. You must have a license. So, you know, well, I know all of those states that I mentioned, you have to be licensed. But it's good that both states are still requiring a license for nail tech positions. And that's all I have for the job front.
Okay. Just very quickly, the makeup show in New York City is taking place this weekend. They have 1 day left, and that is tomorrow, Monday, May 6th. From 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., they are selling tickets at the door. they have a couple of events taking place on the main stage, and these main stage presentations are included in your show ticket price. One is Camera Ready with Matthew Jordan Smith and Janessa Myricks. That's from 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. You have Signature Style with Natasha Denona, and that's from 12 p.m. to 1:30 p.m. And then A Beauty Career with Damone Roberts, that's from 2 to 3:30 p.m. And then on the feature stage, you have a few, I'm not sure if you want to call them panels or presentations taking place, and one with Michael Javelis from 10:45 to 11:45 a.m. And then, again, there are quite a few more taking place tomorrow. And then there are some seminars taking place on the first floor of the Metropolitan Pavilion on Stage A. And it looks like they're about 45 minutes each, and they're all on the main stage back to back to back. But there are some seminars like the Step-by-Step Guide on Creating a Flawless Glitter Cut Crease, Preparing Your Space, Preparing Your Face. If You Can Lash Here, You Can Lash Anywhere. Slay the Day with Benefit Brows and Blush, Street Art, the Insta-Bride, and Brush Techniques. So that will be taking place from 9:30 all the way up to 4:15 p.m. Again, like I said, there are 45-minute sessions taking place on Stage A. And then on Stage B, which, again, is on the first floor as well, another 45-minute sessions. And then, again, Stage C as well, which is on the second floor, you have about 45-minute to one-hour sessions taking place. And so all of these are kind of taking place at the same time, all three stages. So if you're interested in the Makeup Show New York, and you still, you still have one more day that you can attend. That's tomorrow on Monday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. You can go to themakeupshow.com. Again, that's themakeupshow.com and get more information on the New York City show. And then one last thing that I have. Go ahead.
So I was just going to ask you, last year, was that Saturday and Sunday, and then this year they're just now switching to Sunday and Monday, or?
I think the Makeup Show New York, I believe, has always been Sunday and Monday.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. So I just wanted this one last little bit that I had was this is something new from the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences. They have new Academy rules for makeup and hairstyling. It says every year, and this information is coming from makeupmag.com. It's the makeup artist magazine. But every year during the Academy Awards season, we hear the question, why are only three films nominated for makeup and hairstyling? Now the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences has adjusted that view. In a recent announcement regarding rule changes, the Academy states, in the makeup and hairstyling category, the number of nominated films is increasing from 3 to 5. And the short list is increasing from 7 to 10. In addition, the bake-off reels for the film shall not exceed 7 minutes in total running time. The bake-off reels previously had a 10-minute maximum. Each year, the Academy's individual branches and category committees review the rules. According to the press release, the Awards and Events Committee then reviews all proposed changes before presenting its recommendations to the Board of Governors for final approval. Other categories with rule changes include animated feature, short film, and foreign language film, which changes its name to international feature film. The complete 92nd Academy Award rules are available at oscars.org/rules. So if you're a member of the Academy or you are just interested in the rule changes, you can see those at oscars.org/rules. The 92nd Oscars will be held on Sunday, February 9th, 2020, at the Dolby Theater at Hollywood and Highland Center in Hollywood. And will be televised live on the ABC television network at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 3:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. The Oscars also will be televised live in more than 225 countries and territories worldwide. So it'll be seen all over the world. But it just, that was just an interesting question, because that was something I kind of always wondered as well. Why are there only like three films in that nominated in that category? So now they're increasing it to five.
Nice.
I thought that was
nice. That is interesting, because I feel like it would give more, and I mean, this is obvious what I'm going to say, but it would give more deserving projects a chance, you know?
Yeah.
And so, you know, and then that in turn gives more artists who may have never even had that experience, because I know the experience of just, you know, submitting and making it to the Bake Off, making it to the actual being, to actually being nominated, that alone is a process. I think it's probably easier once you get a nomination, you know, that the time period from getting the nomination to act the actual awards is probably just a little bit easier versus submitting and, you know, making it to the Bake Off. Because, you know, it's just a lot of steps, a lot of things that need to be submitted, you know. It's a process. So if you win it, you've gone through it, you know?
Right.
And it's not a bad thing, but it's just, it's not something that's easily won. So that's interesting that they're doing that, but I'm glad that they're doing that. I think I'm going to go and check out the rules to see, you know, what they have going on. But I'm excited to be talking about Skin of Color. last thing, just kind of wanted to have a brief topic for tonight. And my topic has a lot to do, because there's a, to do with, you know, makeup artist brands, particularly makeup brands, and just makeup artist brands, as well as indie cosmetic brands, you know, or small, you know, small cosmetic brands. And the reason I'm bringing this up is because makeup artist Charlotte Tilbury, you know, we're familiar, everyone may not be familiar, but some of us are familiar with her brand. You know, people say she's known for her Pillow Talk lipsticks and Magic Cream moisturizer. But anyway, to me, I thought that brand was doing pretty well, and they very well may be. Not sure, but I do know that her brand is up for grabs. And guess who's very interested?
Estee Lauder.
None other than, there you go. There you go. I feel like Estee Lauder and L'Oreal are buying up everybody, but particularly Estee Lauder.
But that's the thing though. When they get to the point where they can't really handle the distribution aspect of it. I mean, she's doing well, and that's probably not even the issue. It's probably just that she can't really handle the distribution of it, and now, you know, her products can really be worldwide, where it can be delivered, you know, just about anywhere with a brand like Estee Lauder, you know, possibly buying it.
Exactly. But my concern is for the artist or the little man who it makes me wonder, like, how far will a small brand go? Because even, you know, we always talk all the time about, and we have makeup artists who are on our show all the time, and they may have cosmetic lines, or they may have other products that they retail, you know, that they retail. Like, I think about Xena, who works on Dancing with the Stars, and she works for several months on that show, and she has she has young children, you know, and her brand, you know, so the Z Palette brand. And so my thing is, it's like, when you're juggling all this stuff, it's like, how far can you go on your own without the help of a Estee Lauder? You know, and then it makes you wonder, like, well, if I can't, if Estee Lauder is not interested in my particular brand, where do I go? Or how far can I go? It just really,
you
know, and I'm just throwing that out there.
Right. I think that's where, you know, the little guy has to depend on, you know, investors, you know, and, you know, people who are looking to invest their money in something. And, you know, the little guy just have to, I think, depend on investors and hope that, you know, the investors will stick around long enough to help you grow.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a hard, especially with social media nowadays, it's a hard business. Like, you really have to work your social media to grow and to be popular. And I think that's the thing. You know, people are big on who's popular out there. You know, and that's who they tend to buy from, whoever's popular, whoever seems like people are making the most noise about. And it
mm-hmm.
may not necessarily be the best brand, but it's who's popular at the time, who everybody is looking for on Instagram, you know?
Right. That's so true. It's so true. You have to really promote your brand like crazy on Instagram and all over social media just for the popularity points, you know? You know, but I'm really interested in knowing more about why her brand is up for grabs. That's interesting, because I remember, and I say this because I think about Stila back in the day, and Jeanette, you know, a makeup artist, a working makeup artist, who owned that line, and even had a freestanding, well, no, not a freestanding store, but she even had stores. Well, she had a store in the Beverly Center in the L.A. area, and I'm not really sure if she had other locations anywhere else, but back in those days, Stila was really thriving with Jeanette, and as the years went on, she eventually sold, and I don't remember why she sold, but someone who knew nothing about the cosmetics business, and I forget because I was actually speaking with the new owner. And I think she at IMATS 1 year, and I believe she, I'm trying to remember what kind of business she was in, but she was definitely not in the beauty industry, knew nothing about owning a cosmetics line, but they helped the brand to survive. And I say that because she's this particular woman who bought the brand, she's not Estee Lauder. But
right.
I think she was in the aircraft business, I believe, she said. I can't remember. I may be wrong. But she helped the brand to survive, and the brand is still surviving. But I really don't hear a whole lot like you did before. But it just makes me wonder, like, at what point these artists say, okay, I can't take it any further. You know, and maybe it's best for me to just bow out gracefully, sell it, and move on. It just makes me wonder. It's just something to think about, and I'm going to do a little bit more research into the Charlotte Tilbury situation just to see or to find out why it's up for grabs. But I totally agree with what you were saying. Pretty much at some point they say, okay, you know, we can't handle the distribution, or, you know, we want this to go further, but this is something that, you know, maybe financially we can't do on our own, you know, so let's let a bigger brand that can distribute the product and help us move the product, let's let someone else step in and help us move this along. So that could very well be, you know, what that situation is all about. But we will see. That's what's kind of trending in the beauty world. That's kind of new, and we'll wait to hear more information on that, but it's very interesting. And before we go, I just wanted to mention, we talked about PMAC briefly. I just wanted to mention one of the vendors that was at PMAC is a friend of ours, Eva Jane Bunkley. And Eva is an Emmy Award winning makeup artist, and she is the creator and the owner of the Makeup Bullet. And I know this Makeup Bullet is very popular. Everyone knows the little finger sponge, the little black finger sponge that's out there. Well, talking with Eva, there's a whole bunch of other, you know, copycats out there as well now. I haven't seen them yet, but there are a bunch of copycats out there. So I don't know if they come in other colors or what the situation is, but the Makeup Bullet is black. But Eva has a book. And it's called Innovative Beauty, Keys to an Inventor's Success. And I spoke with Eva about getting her back on the show because she has been a guest on the show before. So I spoke with her about getting her back on the show so she could talk about this book. Because I think it's, I think it would be good to talk about, because there are a lot of makeup artists out there who have ideas about a product, or some of them have product lines and maybe they're starting and just don't know what to do, or they're out there and now they're stuck. I would like to get Eva back on the show to talk about her book. And she talks about how she patented her idea to sell her product around the world. So, again, her book is called Innovative Beauty, Keys to an Investor's Success. You can go on Amazon and get her book. Again, Innovative Beauty. And her name is Eva, E-V-A, Jane Bunkley, B-U-N-K-L-E-Y. Okay, you can go on Amazon and get this book, and we will have Eva on the show very soon. So look out for that. It's going to be an interesting show. Eva's very giving with information and sharing, and I'm excited about finishing her book and getting her on the show. All right. Have anything else, Denise?
I just wanted to let you all know that you can follow us on Facebook. We are Beauty Talk Online Radio. You can follow us on Twitter. We're Beauty_Talk. And on Instagram, we're Beauty_Talk_Media. You can follow Janice and I individually on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, all by our names. Janice is J-A-N-I-C-E. T-U-N-N-E-L-L, and me, Denise, I am D-E-N-I-S-E, T-U-N-N-E-L-L. And for those of you who may be listening to the show, if you have any questions for us personally about, you know, some of the things that we do in our career, film and television, you're interested in getting into film and TV, or you're interested in some of the things that we do when we go around speaking about women of color, makeup for women of color, you can definitely hit us up at ask Denise and Janice at gmail.com. Ask Denise and Janice at gmail.com. That's ask Denise Janice at gmail.com.
All right. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. We'll be back next week with another inspiring guest. Make sure you guys continue to have a wonderful weekend and a great night. And have a beautiful and blessed week. Thank you, everybody. Have a great night.
Thank you.
How would you like to become friends with benefits? I'm sure that got your attention. I'm talking about FriendsBeauty.com, now offering a benefits discount program to all of our friends. That's right. Professionals that qualify can save up to 40% and non-professional consumers up to 10% just for setting up a free account online. At Friends Beauty, we offer a huge range of products, including beauty makeup, special FX and theatrical makeup, skincare, wigs and extensions, styling tools, and more, with thousands of brands at the best prices. We've been in business since 1940 and pride ourselves on ensuring our friends have the best shopping experience ever. Sign up for our Friends discount program and shop with us today at Friends, that's F-R-E-N-D-S, no I, beauty.com. FriendsBeauty.com. We also offer studio services for production orders at 818-691-691. 1294. That's 818-691-1294. Join our program and become a friend with benefits today.